You checking out the Mix Show Madness with DJ Rampage.
Haters, step aside.
Make some noise!
Get ready.
The Lance J Radio Network.
Rapping.
Howard University Radio. Right here on
Sirius XM.
Channel 141. Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let my mic take moves around the planet. Back to men like Janet Jackson. She's asking if I can stand it up.
Yo, Red, man. Get off that punk smooth crap, man. Get with that real deal. Bar, you know how we do.
Mic check. I walk around the street with the black tech now by the waistline. Kicking the high skits. I never claim to be the best type of rapper. But have to show my black people what I'm after. I'm after the gold. After that, the platinum. Beef after that, Hurricane G packs the gas, son. Chicken bang bang. Yo, bust the slang with my name. It's the red man on the funk gang. Suck your mother effing right tonight. To do what I wanna do, to do it like dynamite. Do it perfected with a funk been ejected. What? I'm roughing up the rough grab to like make your head split. Past the 40 and the ism. Don't front on the ism. Cause if you do, brother, we get invisible. Hey, I'm not an addict, more like Puff the Magic. Pass it when I do, cause my crew.
Network. Sirius XM 141. Well, I was sick. I had a chance to catch up on some live sports. Just laying in bed. I'm going to say this. I've been critical of Bronny James and the way that LeBron handled the situation, getting him drafted. I've talked about nepotism. I've talked about my own experiences being a benefactor of nepotism. But when I got into that role, I worked my tail off. I was putting in 12, 13, 14 hours a day for almost a full year. See, I was willing to work Saturday nights. My colleagues weren't willing to work Saturday nights. I was willing to work Sunday 8 hours a day. I was willing to do that. I basically lived on campus, so much so that I got in trouble with the campus police because I was working too late. I literally, when I was at Kettering, I literally had somebody pull a gun on me because they thought that I was in there stealing, that I was there doing something nefarious because they're like, this person couldn't be here at 11 p.m. No, only an idiot works until 11 p.m. on a Tuesday night. So if you're Bronny and you get in because your last name is James, but you put in the work, he's averaging 23 points a game in the G League almost. I don't care how he got there. If you're putting up 23 games in the G League, I guarantee you that his father did not stage those games. He's starting to perform better in the NBA. He's becoming comfortable. People forget that Bronny had a bleeping heart attack. So really, this is his first full year where he's been allowed to grow without restrictions. You know, he had a minutes restriction at USC. So, of course, he didn't put up great numbers at USC. He had a minutes restriction. People tend to gloss that over as if he didn't have a major cardiac event. I'm just saying that the kid is good, man. He's not as tall as we hoped. He's only 6'2". But he's 6'2 with a 40-inch vert. He's still a part of Le Sperm, Le Jeans, Le Legacy. And Bronny James is going to be different athletically than me and you. He's going to be more talented. He's going to have a higher prowess. Just like I said all the time on this show, my grandfather was Charles E. Bradford, president of North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists, an amazing orator and one of the best speakers that you will ever find in the African-American church, period, agnostic of the religious sect. My grandfather used to tell me stories about when he was pastoring in Harlem in 1955, you know, him and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and a lot of the leaders got their hair cut at the same spot in Harlem. I think it was like 131st Street in Harlem. That's the seed that I come from. My father was a pastor for 50 years and a high-level administrative CEO in the same denomination. So I was going to be nice on the mic. I didn't have to train for this. I didn't have to go to school for this. I didn't have to take a homiletics class. I was just born this way. And Bronny was born, he's going to catch an alley-oop. He was just born that way. There's absolutely no way that Bronny or Bryce, that they were going to be mediocre weekend warrior athletes. This is elite athletic DNA in a lab. But if you're still hating on this kid, you're hating on yourself. He's coming in. He's putting the work. He's putting up the numbers. He's outshining everyone that's picked anywhere near him. So it's just the 55th pick. But even with that scrutiny, he's starting to play better in the NBA. I know he's getting a lot of garbage time. Yeah, the other night he had 17 points in an NBA game. I mean, there are only 5,000 people that have ever played in the NBA, period. A lot of people don't realize that. Less than 5,000 people have suited up for an NBA game. If you're putting up 17, if you're putting up 20, 22 a game, 23 a game in the G League, Bronny James is one of the best 1,000 players in the world right now. And he's only 20. He's coming off of, you know, a serious cardiac event. He's going to get better. And his trajectory is he's going to play in the NBA. He's going to have a decent career in the NBA. And if you're hating on him and you're hating on LeBron, that's a you problem. You know, I'm not going to speak on the Stephen A. Smith, LeBron stuff. You know, I'm not worthy to speak on Stephen A. Smith. He is not a colleague. He's not a peer of mine. I mean, I have peers up and down the dial talking sports on Sirius XM. Stephen A. Smith is not one of them. He's an icon. He's the biggest name in sports. I'm not worthy to buff his shoes. But Stephen A. Smith and a lot of people on the four-letter, they make the story about them. Nobody's showing up to a game to see Stephen A. Smith cover the game. I can guarantee that. And he has run his mouth about Bronny. And he has run his mouth about Bron. And he gets on these podcasts. He puts on his diamond necklace and kind of has more of a tough guy. And I'm not questioning his toughness. You know, Stephen A. Smith's from New York. He spent a lot of time in Philly. It ain't necessarily sweet just because you see someone on TV making jokes. So I'm not saying that he's soft or whatever. But people, it's easy to bump your gums in a studio as opposed to seeing someone face to face, especially when that face is 6'8", 6'9", and 260 pounds. So, you know, him and LeBron had words. We couldn't see Stephen A's face. We could only see his back, but it didn't look good. The body language didn't look good. And I don't think that anyone, myself included, that covers sports really truly wants smoke with some of these super athletes one way or another. But I'm team Bronny. I'm hoping that Bronny succeeds, and I'm just rooting for him to play in the NBA and have a successful career, man. I hope Bryce has a successful career. I hope LeBron buys the team, the expansion team in Vegas or Seattle, and I hope he signs his sons to be on that team, man. Black Excellence, Paragon 7 Studios.
Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
James Lewis.
Is this weed?
What?
You got a prescription for this?
Yeah.
Where is that? Where is that?
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
That's just not my cigarette.
This cigarette weed.
Well, it looks like a cigarette.
You better have glaucoma.
I do.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Someone needs to customize and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Wait, there's an elevator?
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
James Lewis.
I think that Angela Reese is an absolute assin on and off the court. I think that she's ass-tounding. I think that on the board, she's ass-siduous. Ass-tronomical.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey.
You're definitely from
Uptown,
New York. You're
definitely Manhattan,
from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.